Welcome to Rebecca Neal, the podcast, where I, Rebecca, your host, share thought-provoking episodes with you to help you take your life from where it is now to where you want it to be. I have a huge desire and passion to help people just like you get out of their own way and start living the life that they deserve. I'm here to help you feel empowered, educated, and inspired to get into massive action and create change in your life today. Join me weekly as I share insights into the online business world, social media, and many other motivational topics, and also interview some of the world's most incredible humans to help you become the best version of yourself. Hello, welcome back to Rebecca Neal Podcast, another solo episode, one that's going to be hopefully educational to you. I did say this year what I'm going to plan to do is deliver some value, deliver some education, so you're not having to invest all this in money everywhere to learn what it is that you need to learn. I really have so much knowledge that I want to share with my audience, and especially you who tune into the podcast every week. I am really excited to be able to do that. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for subscribing. If you haven't already done so, it would mean the world to me. The more subscribes we get as podcast hosts, the more people hear our message. And so that is really exciting for me when you do that. So I guess today's episode is going to be a simple one, but it's going to be around what I would say is the foundational values to building a brand on social media. This is really my jam. I love social media management. I love social media marketing, content creation, and really showing up online and building a business in the online space through organic marketing and copywriting and learning the skills and tools that I guess you can use for free to, you know, start earning some money. When you first start out in the online space, you definitely don't need to spend a lot of money. Sure, you know, investing in a coach that is affordable or a program or something like that can really help you fast track. I don't deny that. However, depending on your budget, you know, you can go to places like Udemy.com. You can find free stuff on YouTube. There's so much information out there. And I highly suggest when you're starting out to really make sure that you do spend time educating yourself and finding information online that can help you fast track your results. And so I hope with this today, you do learn a little bit and take away some notes. And if you have any questions, always my DMs are open to you to ask them. So look, you know, a quick Google search on personal branding, you're going to find probably a number of articles that are talking about, you know, different colors, different fonts, different logos, having a brand identity and things like that. And for sure, these are super important and they play a huge part in your personal branding. However, what you must understand is that personal branding is actually about the person behind the brand, like personal branding, right? So people want to be able to connect with you, the human, the way you make them feel, not just the colors or the logo. And this is why I always suggest, and maybe this is something for you to consider straight away, is what is your profile picture on Instagram? You know, is it a clear image of yourself that is, you know, presentable, that's professional, that, you know, creates that human connection? Or is it really hard to see? Is there lots of other people? Like, what does your brand represent? You know, if you're a mama, sure, maybe you might want to have your kids in your image, but I highly suggest with your profile, especially when it's so small, that you want it to be bold and clear enough that people can see that it's you and connect to a human face. So I want to share in this quick educational episode the foundations that I do believe that you need when you want to nail it online when you're first starting out as a, you know, personal brand or a business online. So the first things first is to become a leader in your space. Leaders inspire and motivate people to be better, full stop, right? You think about, you know, people you're motivated or inspired by, like who is a leader that you look to? They inspire you, right? And they help, you know, leaders help their followers and audience by being the first ones to experience whatever it may be and then share it with you. And that is how you want your content to be shown online. You are the leader in your industry or in your business, and you set that standard. So people are constantly scrolling mindlessly all day on socials, looking for someone to follow, looking for someone who inspires them. So make time to become that leader in your business so that they can follow you. Think of your personal brand as a lighthouse. You know, I always think of the lighthouse at Byron Bay on the hill. So think of your business or your personal brand as that lighthouse, your leadership as the light shining the way for others, right? The second thing is rising above negativity. More than ever right now, online and in the world around us, it's full of toxicity. It's full of, you know, crazy conversations, negativity, and the social world is no different, right? From the local news media to people hating their 9-to-5 job, to people, you know, feeling segregated, to people being discriminated, you know, so much stuff with the things that are going on in the world right now. There's hate, there's anger, there's frustration, there's trolling, there's bullying, there's bad vibes, literally can be seen in any space, right? And so instead of getting amongst this, why not be the beacon of light, like the lighthouse for your audience? Your personal brand should rise above negativity and spread positivity. Now, I'm not talking about toxic positivity. If you tuned into my last solo episode, you would have heard me talking about that. That is in which everything, your content is way too happy and buzzy and all you're doing is sharing your successes and wins. I don't mean that. I just think it's really important that you make sure that your content that you're sharing really does embody positive qualities of life and business and puts out a good energy around you. Because, you know, imagine you're at a party or a gathering or something with a group of friends, or, you know, you're interacting with new people and the whole people that are there are just super negative the whole time. What's going to happen? You probably are going to backdoor it pretty quickly. And if you imagine yourself at the same little gathering and you find a group of people who are buzzing, who are hunting for the best from life, who no matter what they're dealing with, they're always looking for ways to improve themselves and better themselves and learning the lessons, you're going to feel much better around those people and you're going to want to spend more time with them, right? So I want you to build your personal brand in that same energy, in that same positive energy. Now, some people say to me, but how do you be real when, you know, bad shit's happening in your life and you want to share it? Go for it. You can definitely be real and share what you're challenged by and what you're struggling with. However, don't air your dirty laundry on Facebook or Instagram. Like, there's ways that you can share stories and share what you're going through in a lighter way than being in a dark sense. And so it's not every detail. It's not, you know, you swearing about so-and-so or whatever it might be. So just be conscious when you're posting. Consciously create, I like to say, and consciously consume. The next tip I would say is be authentically you, which really leads on to what I was just saying then. When you walk out the door of your house, you are instantly selling people on who you are, right? Whether you like it or not, you are your brand. And so from the way your hair looks, the way you walk, what you're wearing, you are always representing and portraying your brand. And I always say this to my clients, and if there are men listening, then king, but I often work with women. So I say, be the queen that you actually are. And I'm saying, do it now. Sit like right now, wherever you are, I'm going to get you guys to do this. I want you to sit up straight, right? Sit up straight, straighten your back, shoulders rolled back, head held a little higher. How much better do you suddenly feel when your posture is like that? I want you to think about this. Like when you're, you know, talking or when you're on a phone, like I noticed this before, actually, I was on a phone call and I just started to lean back in my chair and I started to slouch and I was like, no, that's not the queen you are. So no matter who you are, or no matter where in business you are or who you're speaking to or what you're dealing with, always stay in that queen vibrational energy, because this is what you're portraying your business as. This is what you're putting out into the universe. This is what you are, who you are. So practice that in every single moment that you have. And also, instead of faking it till you make it, which is such an old paradigm now, people are actually starving for real and authentic leaders who can really, honestly, indeedly just be rawly themselves. So, you know, it's really, I personally agree with this. It's getting tiring on social media, that fake lifestyle look and all that pretend hype. It does nothing to serve you or serve genuine clients or customers. And, you know, they're probably not your people if they're looking for that. Let's be honest. Being yourself will naturally attract and magnetize the right people towards you and your brand, right? So if you're pretending to be someone else, you're going to attract the wrong types of people, people, because the energy you're putting out is not actually the energy of who you are. So then you're going to call in the wrong types of people. So be yourself. It will naturally attract and magnetize these people towards you. They will feel like they can also genuinely be themselves around you. And as a coach especially, this is really important, because how can you genuinely get people good results or change their life or direction if they're not being themselves, or they don't feel comfortable being honest and open with you? That's going to be really hard to coach someone through that. So your personal brand should really always represent you, both online and offline. This is really important. So when you leave the house, own your brand, own who you are, walk around like your brand. You really want to match it both on and off. Like, be yourself online. Don't pretend to be someone you're not. Just be real. And also make it about relationships and not money. Most people can see right through the bullshit, especially if you're all about money making and monetizing on people. Like, oh, I still cannot like deal with all the posts I see about money. I'm like, sure, it's great to share your wins and successes, and that's amazing. But what happened to being humble? Like, I don't know a whole bunch of people that share their salaries with me that have normal jobs, let's say, or 9-to-5 jobs. So why is it suddenly okay to share that in our space? So you know, it's just really important, I think, because people can tell that you don't care about them and you care more about making money. I think this is really important. It's called monetization breath. A single relationship can pay you millions if you hold on to the principle of people over profits. I promise you, impact over income, people over profits. When you're starting out, right from the start, if you're in your startup phase, which most of my clients and audience are, be sure to focus your energy on building relationships with people first and foremost, because when you do, you'll get everything you want in return anyway. So keep in mind, building a personal brand will change your life. It will change your bank account. It will make everything else different. I really believe everything on social media comes back to how you present yourself, your personal branding, and all of that. I organically was able to make 80 grand in a 5-month period through the use of organic marketing on socials. No paid advertising, no nothing, all through copywriting and the content that I was sharing organically. So let's start today by becoming the leader that's worth following. That's the best place to start. Rise above the negativity by posting positive vibes and become solution focused. Your job is to really help people hold space, to guide people to solve their problems, to feel better, to have an impact, to inspire. That's what social media is there for, right? You are enough. The version that you are right now, not who you're trying to be, not who you're becoming. The person you are right now is honestly enough. And I want you to truly own that and believe that. People want the real, authentic version of you, not a fake. Trust me. I hear it all the time about what people think of some of the people that they follow online who probably don't think that people think that. So truly, the only truthful way and best way to be online is yourself, because you can never go wrong. So brush the monetization breath away and build genuine relationships with your audience and focus on that impact that you can have. And I promise you, when you focus on the impact and serving, you will get all your desires in return. It's just the way that it truly works. And so I'm really excited to share in probably a month's time. So just keep your eyes out for emails or noticing it on socials and things like that. But I will be opening up a group coaching program, and it will be around personal branding and social media. So if this is something you are struggling with and you really want to invest in, then this program is going to be for you. It's going to teach you everything that I have learned and used personally over the last 12 years on socials. And it's going to be super affordable. So keep that in mind. But until I speak to you next week, we have an amazing guest on the show. I can't wait to share her with you. Have a wonderful week, and I will check in with you all very, very soon.